The word today is run. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader, who has run enough miles in his lifetime to have crossed the United States from east to west. The book of 1 Corinthians pictures the Christian as running a race toward the finish line, heaven. Most people assume they are on their way toward that line, but many are not even in the race. Here with more on the race to eternal life is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Run.
I'm sure that most of us have at least once or twice in our life been involved in some kind of race. I'm sure most of us have had a foot race at some point, maybe in a class at school that we had, or maybe just playing with the children nearby where we lined up to see who was the fastest. I have a lot of thoughts about foot races from when I was a child. The fact was, when I was very young, maybe from age 5 to about 12 or 13, I was fairly heavy. I wore big pants because I had two rolls of fat, and it wasn't until I got to be about 16 or 17 that I really got tall. I stretched out a lot in 1 year, and now I am 6'5" tall. That's right at about 2 meters tall. And yet, my coordination was not great when I was younger, and I just was not fast. So for me to get any kind of a good race and to do well was a big accomplishment. I remember I would run in track, and I did the 800 meter, or the 880, as it used to be called, 880 yards, or the equivalent. And I remember how I would run so hard around two times around the circuit, around the oval track, and I would finish, and I would have incredible pain in my chest, and my lungs would feel like they were burning. At times, the pain was so strong that it felt like it was coming up my throat and down my left arm. And I didn't even realize it at the time. I thought, oh, I'm just so out of shape. I just am not very fit. And I was telling my sister about it. She said, Doug, those are the signs of heart stress. You're overstressing your heart. And I found that when I did push as very hard as I could, I would get that pain. But if I ran longer distances, the pain would not appear. And so that is the reason why I ended up becoming a longer distance runner as opposed to a sprinter. And so the memories are very strong about running. As we think about God's word, the illustration of running a foot race is used in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 to indicate that we are in a race toward eternal life. We have a race to run in this existence. Listen to 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24 and following. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Paul is talking here about the mindset that we push ourselves, that we work and exercise ourselves in order to win the prize and win the race. Well, what is he talking about? He's referring to the prize being eternal life, the race being the Christian's movement in this life in order to reach a heavenly goal. There's something that's important to be said, and it has to be said very directly. Not everyone is in this race. At this point, there are millions of individuals who have not even begun to head toward eternal life. The only way in order to get into the race is through faith in Jesus. You aren't even in the race if you don't know him yet. But the beautiful thing is, it's very easy to enter. It's very simple to come to faith in Jesus Christ. You only need to ask the Lord to forgive your sins. You only need to say, I would like to be on the way toward heaven. I want to have Jesus make me a runner toward eternal life. God is so kind and gracious, he makes it very easy for people to enter that race. Now, maybe you're not a very physical person. Maybe you're not very athletic. This is not a race that's difficult in the physical sense. You don't have to have any kind of special athletic skills. This is a spiritual race. This is where you now dedicate yourself to running your life, to living in such a way that you are going to make it to life eternal. And so there are going to be so many people who will not even get in the race. The Bible is very clear on this. Jesus does not cloud the issue and does not make it easy when he says in Matthew chapter 7 that wide is the road that leads to destruction and many travel it, but narrow is the path that leads to eternal life and few find it. In other words, most people in this life are going to be running toward the wrong goal. Most people, this is not my assessment, this is Christ's words, are going to end up in hell. And that's not a very comforting thought. It's not a happy thought. And as much as I would love to sit here and today, it matters not what you believe. Go ahead and live your life however you want, because God is up there and he is going to, in the end, just be happy with everybody and accept everyone as they are. And there's no limitations. Everyone's going to heaven. That's not the truth. It is not what the scriptures teach. Jesus is very clear and very consistent about the fact that you must have a relationship with God. You must see him as the way, the truth, and the life. He says, no one comes to the Father but through me. Many are going to miss that goal. They're going to be too busy running after other things. They have set other prizes, other goals as more important than pleasing God. And that is the biggest mistake you can make in life. I want you to stop and think right for a moment. What is the prize you're running your life toward and running your life for? Is it for physical, material possessions? Is it for the adulation and the admiration of other people? Is it for trying to expand your mind and see how intelligent you can become in life? What are you living your life for? There's only one thing that is eternally worthy of living your life for, and that is the Lord God and the kingdom of Jesus Christ. That is the only prize that is going to take you into what we know as heaven, as an existence of eternal bliss and joy with God. And that's the prize that he wants us all to have. And that's why it's important that you get in the race. Now, assuming that you want this, assuming that you've started running, even if it's just now, saying a prayer to the Lord God and saying, I want your forgiveness. I want your mercy. I don't want to waste my life. I want to live with you eternally. If you've just done that even, you're on the road. You're running the race. You've just started. That's fine. Now you run until your last breath. So you're running in this race, and you're heading toward life eternal. Now here's Paul's admonition, run to win. Now here's another difficult truth. You can be disqualified. You might not finish. That's another harsh reality that the Bible doesn't hold any punches on. It says that you may turn away. You may fail. You may quit. And the admonition of Paul is don't quit. Don't fail. Do not stop. You have to continue in the race. The goal is to long-term continue moving toward eternal life. Listen to what Paul says. He says, I do not run like a person aimlessly. I don't fight like a man beating the air. He pummels his body. He pushes himself. Now, I am not advocating and suggesting that you physically punish yourself. I'm saying that you spiritually get intense, that you seek to be in the Word of God, that you seek to be listening to it, that you pray, that you develop your relationship with God. Your purpose is to make it to life eternal, and nothing, nothing should stand in front of you. Nothing must get in the way of that. Satan's going to try to derail you. He's going to try to sidetrack you. He's going to, like Paul said to the Corinthians, kind of get you off course. People are going to try to get you off course. Don't let anything stand in the way of your making it to life eternal with Jesus Christ. You know, when you do exercise, it makes you feel good, partly because you know you're getting healthier. And as a believer in Jesus Christ, you're doing your spiritual exercises. It makes you realize you're running the race. You're on the way. So be different. Don't do as the rest of the world does, running after the wrong goals and the wrong purposes. Make your target and your goal heaven. Make your target eternal life with Jesus. And then give it everything you have and make sure that you finish and finish well.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.